You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
From the south and where the cotton grows so tall, and at the age of 17 he heard his country's call. He kissed his poor old mother, he told his dad goodbye, he checked his trusty rifle and he kept his powder dry. Johnny Reb, Johnny Reb, why did you have to go? Johnny Reb, Johnny Reb, how we miss you so.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to tonight's live broadcast of TPC. I'm your host, James Edwards. It is Saturday night, July the 9th, and that is a vintage song that really captures the spirit of where I'm at right now. I'm back in South Carolina. The show has been taken on the road once again, and we're going to present you another rollicking remote broadcast from right here in South Carolina. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if I'm telling the truth, then let's hear a big rebel yell. Are you out there tonight? Woo! They're here. They're here. And it's great to be home. This is my home away from home, and it's the fourth time we've done a live show from here. We were actually just counting them back last night at supper time. I was meeting with our gracious host, and we were thinking back on the other appearances here. November 2020, of course, last summer, July of 2021, this very same weekend last year, and then was back yet again in January of this year, and now my fourth time here tonight. And each time I come, I look forward to the next time more and more and more. It is just, well, if you've heard our broadcast, any of the previous three broadcasts from here, I think we've done a pretty good job of painting the verbal picture of exactly the spirit of this event and this gathering and this community that is being built. And you've heard from so many people that we take from those here gathered and assembled and put them on the radio, and you can hear what they have to say about it and what they're doing and how they're carrying on in the spirit of our ancestors and their daily lives. And it just is, I get so many emails after we do these shows here from people who just say that they have been reinvigorated with a sense of hope and optimism and encouragement. And I think that we're going to be able to strike those chords again tonight and leave you feeling that way after we give it a full three-hour treatment. And I want to welcome back now the man who owns the property here that makes all of this happen. We know him as Mance Jolly and his Jolly Boys, and they're here tonight, and we're going to have a great time. So, my friend, tell us why we're here and why we're doing this again. What have we experienced today?
Well, we've had Ferris wheels, bouncy houses, rock climbing walls, multiple bands, different food venues. We've even had a couple of draft beer trucks, 1953 Ford, 1960 Chevy. It's pretty neat what they've done with that. It just shows the innovation of the Southern people. It's been a great time. And whenever I looked out and saw all the people, and I saw all the young toddlers, the newborns, all the babies. Man, that was an inspiration. And I'm reminded that we're told that there will always be a remnant remaining. No matter how dark it gets, there's always a remnant to be remaining. And we are that remnant, and we're building on that remnant.
We're going to talk more about that throughout the night. I want to make a quick announcement that my old friend, not that he's old, but he's been a friend for a long time, Mike Gaddy, original founder of the Minutemen Project. He is a constitutional scholar and a columnist and a talk host in his own right. Mike Gaddy will be co-hosting the program with me tonight, and we'll be bringing him on in the very next segment, and he will be coming on and appearing with me as we talk to different people here in the crowd in alternating segments throughout the night. So I think we got a good blend. But yes, back to what you're saying. It was something that was said last year on the program a year ago this week in the July broadcast we did here in 2021. And the gentleman who was co-hosting that program with me said something that was really poignant and stirring. He said, when the river is allowed to flow freely, it leads back here. So when our people are unencumbered, when our people feel as though they have safe cover to remember who they are, they turn out. And they don't just turn out, they turn out and they have a good time, and you can really feel a sense of what has been stolen from us, the ability to be who we are and to love one another and to come together and honor our faith and respect and pay reverence to our ancestors. And it is just a very, very special thing that you can actually feel the pulse of when you're here. It is a palpable thing, and I wish we could bottle up these events and send them out to everybody who doesn't have a chance to be here and experience this. If you haven't experienced in-person fellowship like this, brotherly and sisterly love for one another, you're really missing out. And man, you're the one who's done this. Yeah, you're the one credit due here.
Well, it's not me doing it, it's us doing it. I couldn't do what I looked at as doing by myself. I have a great support team, and it grows. I have a great wife. And you were
here. We need a big round of applause
yes,
for her, because
yes,
she's
yes.
here every time I have been here. She's been at your side from start to finish, open to close, here helping make this happen. And that's a true helpmate.
Exactly. And that's she's doing what she needs to do. I'm doing what I need to do. And we're doing together what we need to do for each other and for the greater cause.
You come here, and now this is my fourth time, and every time I'm here, I marvel at the cross-section of generations and attractive people, intelligent people, intelligent, brave, and attractive families do still exist here in the South, and we're here amongst a building and budding community that is decent and strong, and I think through that, we were able to convey that. I don't think you can put a premium exactly on what that means to people. Of course, the enemy wants that completely stamped out. They want the heartbeat to stop, and it is not stopping here. And in fact, it's growing and becoming more vigorous. And stuff like this would really catch on. This is the ember in the dried out grass. This could blaze throughout Dixie again.
Well, and that's my position. I mean, there's certain organizations that worship the ashes and the remembrance, and there's a place for that, and I appreciate that. My job is not to worship the ashes. Mine is to fan the flames of our future.
So where are we going from here? I mean, we talked about this the last few times, of course, so each time has gotten a little bit bigger, a little bit better. I mean, you're talking about a true carnival-like atmosphere here. So we've had a dunk booth with Joe Biden. Joe Biden was there, and I will tell you, it was really him, not somebody wearing a mask.
He fell off his bike as he was getting in.
And we've had food trucks here. We've had live music. In fact, live bands going on right now just outside this pavilion, and rock climbing wall, Ferris wheel, bounce house, all kinds of games. There's going to be fireworks later tonight. I mean, on the radio and outside.
Yes, it will be a spectacular fireworks display.
So what are we hoping to do in between now and our next gathering here? I don't want to look too far ahead, because we got a whole show tonight. We got to present a lot of interesting people to get on the radio. But it doesn't end here tonight. Once this show's over, what's happening here is going to continue.
It is. I'm going to kind of keep that close to the vest right now.
We forget there's other people listening, right?
Well, we're working on some things, and I always under-promise and over-deliver.
Hey, that's the way you want to be. Is that the kind of man you want in a leadership position? This is the Lord of the Manor and our gracious host tonight. Going to bring on Mike Gaddy next. Can't wait to talk to him and relive some of the good old days and talk with everybody else tonight. We are just getting started. One segment down, 11 more to go, and we'll make them all worthwhile. We'll be right back.
Family, it's James, and I've got to tell you that I sleep better at night knowing that there are organizations like the Conservative Citizens Foundation. The purpose of the Conservative Citizens Foundation is to promote the principles of limited government, individual liberty, equality before the law, property rights, law and order, judicial restraint, and states' rights, while at the same time exploring the dangers posed by liberalism to our national interests and cultural institutions. The Conservative Conservative Citizens Foundation also seeks to educate the public on the dangers of extremist ideologies like critical race theory and cultural Marxism. I've worked with the good people at the Conservative Citizens Foundation for many years, and their work comes with my complete endorsement. For more information and to keep up with all the latest conservative news headlines, please check out their website, AmericaFirst.com. That's MERICA1ST.com. AmericaFirst.com.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast, and that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
Welcome back, everybody. Just got a message from a young lady in Missouri who's tuned in tonight with her husband and family, who say that this is their favorite show that we do all year. And you can't argue with that. There is something very special about this particular broadcast, and that we may have made it at least an annual event. This is actually my second time here this calendar year, having been here earlier in January. But it's always one of my favorite to host as well, and I really look forward to making this trip whenever they'll have me. Co-hosting with me tonight, Mike Gaddy served as a founding member of the original Minuteman Project. He is an Army veteran of Vietnam, Grenada, and Beirut, and always a mainstay on our Confederate History Month series every year. Very proud of his Confederate ancestry, as he should be, and he is here with me tonight in South Carolina. And Mike, it is the first time we have actually been together like this, not on the radio, but in person, and I'm thinking at least 15, 16 years, something like that, maybe even a little bit longer than that.
You don't have to tell everybody, James.
Well, it's great to be here tonight. I know you have a contingent of your listeners and followers and supporters who are tuned in tonight. Would you like to say hello to them?
Oh, yeah, all three of them. How's it going out there, guys? It's James, I tell you what, this has been one fantastic event, buddy. I have met so many wonderful people, and as I was talking with Mark earlier, there is something about sitting down with people who have the same values, who honor the same parts of our history and our heritage, and there's just something special about that, and to do it in this group this size with this many people, man, this is something great. I don't care what you do. If you tell me I can't come back next time, I'm coming anyhow.
Did it justify the trip? I know you put a few hours on the road to get here.
Buddy, I tell you what, I would have driven from Colorado to be a part of this.
And you were there. That's where
I was.
You
got some friends out there listening.
All right.
Dangler Hides.
Hello to Colorado out there. Well, Mike, every time you're on, and you've been, like I said, a regular, at least an annual guest, if not appearing more often than that for many, many, many years, I always like to tell, and it's a story that our regular listeners would have heard before, but if you've heard it before, I don't mind telling it again. And if somebody's tuning in for the first time, or perhaps even somebody here in our live assembly, has not heard it before, let's go back to how we got in touch and how we met and how that magnificent experience made for great radio and a lifelong friendship.
Well, James, we have to blame that darn Goza boy from there in Tennessee, because he's the one who had been listening to you, and he contacted me. He knew I was going to the border.
I did not know it was him.
Yeah, it was him. We can blame him. He's a big boy. You know, I'm not sure his neighbors will be proud of him. But anyway, he put us together, and then you and I talked, and the idea came up, why don't we do a nightly call-in? And, of course, back then we were down on the border with Mexico, and cell phone service was who knows. So I looked around.
This is 2005, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. This is we went on the air in October of 2004, and we're talking now about the spring of 2005, April of 2005. You were calling in from the Mexican border where you were part of the Minutemen Project, whose purpose was to take concerned citizens to observe and report to the authorities people who were coming into this country illegally. And I know that you personally had a hand in helping round up scores of them.
Well, quite a few. Our policy was is that as soon as we had spotted them, we had to turn everything over to the Border Patrol.
Sure.
That was the protocol. Border Patrol weren't too sure about most of us because most of us were heavily armed.
But they came to love you.
Oh, yeah. They took out a full-page ad in the Sierra Vista newspaper when we left
thanking
us.
Now, yes. So the Border Patrol was thanking you while George W. Bush was calling you a vigilante.
Yeah, well, who knows? He has problems with the English language anyway.
Now, so there was Mike on the Mexican border as a part of the Minutemen Project, if anybody remembers that in 05. And this really dates us, but it's a funny thing. He called in every night with a quarter at a payphone. He would put a quarter into this thing called a payphone, and
ancient history
would call the studio every night from the Los Palomenos Trading Post in Arizona.
Correct.
And he would tell us exactly what they were seeing in real time, and exactly what was going on that day, and what the operation was going to be that night. And through that experience, over the course of that month that you were down there. The rest is history. And so I got to ask you, Mike, did you think in April of 2005 when you were making those payphone calls to the radio station that 17 years later we would be in South Carolina doing a live show together? I mean, what do you think the odds would have been on that if I'd have asked you at that time?
Oh, I knew all that. I got a crystal ball.
There was one other person there that we need to say hello to. Another one of my all-time favorite
Somebody
guests.
We can blame.
And y'all all came to the studio. We actually were in the radio station and did a show not long after that. We hit it off so well, y'all actually drove all the way to Tennessee just to sit in and do the broadcast with us. And he's one of the great patriots of our times, and I think he may be listening tonight in Arkansas, he and his lovely wife. Why don't you tell the audience who it is?
Joe McCutcheon and Barbara McCutcheon, folks, I got to tell you, two of the finest people who ever, as my grandpa used to say, who ever sucked up good air. And they are just fantastic folks. Joe is the epitome. Joe has been fighting illegal immigration since Christ was a corporal. It's just been absolutely amazing, all of the work that he has done. He continues the fight. He's older than I am, thank goodness. But not really. But in his mind and in his spirit, he's still 25 and he's still fighting the battle as he will as long as he's able to be here, Jim.
If every man was a Joe McCutcheon, this country would have never become what it has. And that's an absolute fact. And I want to tell Joe that I love him and I appreciate him and really think fondly of everything he's done in his life and for all the great hours of radio we've spent together. So a salute to Joe for sure. So that said, Mike, that's how we got to know each other. But let's talk about what we've done today. Explain in your own words what you've experienced today as a over the course of the last, it's going on about 8 hours you've been here now.
Well, when I got here, you weren't here yet, and so nobody really knew who I was, and now they're probably sorry that they do. But anyway, I met some wonderful people. I got to talk with some wonderful people. I got to talk with old Mark over there. And
he'll be on in just a second,
yeah,
a good friend of mine from the League of the South.
And we had, just wonderful conversations all day long. We met some wonderful folks from Bulgaria.
Can you believe it, ladies and gentlemen?
Can you believe Bulgarian Confederates? I mean, you know, how much better does it get than that? And just a wonderful couple and so full of life and wanting
to talk
about things.
Yeah, I was just
going to
say, that's the word
educate.
Life. Just look at how happy she is right now.
Yeah, and and I had to ask her husband, how in the hell did you ever trick this woman? But he doesn't understand English real good, so far he hadn't shot at me.
I tell you, there's people here who could do it. I've seen it. So it's been a great day, and you are the Rebel Madman himself. You've been around Lou Rockwell all over the place. You can find the work of Mike Gatti in print and in spoken form, and, of course, above and beyond that, constitutional scholar, and talked about his work with the Minutemen and radio and all of that. So let's talk about Whistling Dixie.
Well, Whistling Dixie is a platform I've wanted to do for several decades because I'm tired of my ancestors, your ancestors, everybody's ancestors. I am just damn tired of the way they are treated by the idiots in this country who consider themselves to be educated. And I was fed up with it. I wanted a platform to where I could tell the people and show them the truth from source documents, not my opinion. My opinion's worthless. But when you can take source documents and show people that everything you've been taught in your lifetime is a damn lie, that some they need to know the truth. Now, whether they choose to accept it, that's on them. But once you're given the truth and you reject it, you cease to be an honest person.
I heard from one of our friends sitting right over your shoulder that by listening to you and Mark in conversation today, he obtained a college degree.
I hope not.
I was actually listening to you talk to a young law student a little earlier today, and you were quizzing him on some aspects of the founding documents and the founding of this nation and the Constitution. I was like, man, I hope Mike doesn't ask me any of those questions because I'm getting like a D-minus at best on this one. But it was just amazing listening to you just hold court and rattle off fact after fact. You know, how important is it that because you see these videos, these man on the street, Fox News is doing it now. They'll ask the most simple questions. Who were the belligerents and the war between the states? Who were the, you know, fought in World War II? And the majority, well over 50%, can't answer the most basic questions pertaining to civics. And obviously, a society dumbed down to that extent is going to give the enemy the results that it's wanting. And it's by design, of course.
Exactly, so. By design. 10th plank of the Communist Manifesto. We've been at this for well over 100 years. We've been doing exactly what the Marxists ask us to do.
Well, throughout the remainder of this program tonight, ladies and gentlemen, Mike will be on with us in interspersing segments, or alternating segments, I should say, and we'll do our best to help smarten you up a little bit. Not this audience, but perhaps people who are tuning in for the first time. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken criticizing what he called China's alignment with Russia after talking to his Chinese counterpart.
What you hear from Beijing is that it claims to be neutral. I would start with the proposition that it's pretty hard to be neutral when it comes to this aggression.
Blinken was overseas for a G20 meeting that ended Friday, Western diplomats condemning Russia's war with Ukraine. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov walked out of summit sessions twice, accusing the West of rabid Russophobia. Sri Lanka's president and prime minister are stepping down. That after thousands stormed the president's home to protest worsening economic conditions in the country, it was not clear if the president was inside at the time. The country is currently seeking a bailout from the International Monetary Fund. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
A 911 operator is facing manslaughter and other charges for not sending help right away to a woman who later died from internal bleeding.
The 54-year-old was found dead in July 2020, a day after her daughter pleaded with emergency services for help. Leon Lee Price took the call but refused to send an ambulance until he'd been given more assurance that the woman would actually go to the hospital if help arrived. From the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Elon Musk wants out of his $44 billion deal to buy Twitter. According to a letter from a lawyer found in an SEC filing, the company has not responded to Musk's request for information concerning fake or spam accounts. The deal to buy the social media company was announced 3 months ago. Wall Street won its third out of the last 14 weeks. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome back, everybody, as we broadcast TPC live and on the road again from the upcountry of South Carolina. And this part of South Carolina has really, as a result of my travels here, become one of my favorite places in all of the country. And by the country, I do mean Dixie, of course, but it is a really nice place. It is a nice area. It's nice demographics. It's good people. It's not just a good event and a good venue and good people here. The surrounding area is not too bad. Well, of course, I come from Memphis, so you got to understand what I'm comparing it to. But
yeah,
it is
hell
pretty.
Was, hell would look good to
me. Mike said, Mike's not mic'd up. He said, hell would look good to me, and I don't doubt that. comparatively speaking. Well, as the hit parade continues tonight, we've got Mark Tommy on. Mark is another longtime friend and leader with the League of the South. He is an executive officer with the League. Our good friends Michael Hill and the board of directors there. Mark, it's great to have you here, and happy to see you again.
Thank you, James. It's good to be on. As I've been listening to you and Mike talk about up to this point, it's been a great day. I've met a lot of wonderful people, had some very stimulating and informative conversations. It's nice to come to a place like this and be with your own people who understand what you're doing, why you're doing the things that you're doing, and who are on your side, so that we can lift each other up and nurture each other in moving forward for the good of our people.
See, I don't think we can overstate and overemphasize that aspect of it and that element of it, Mark. It's that everybody that's here, the system wants us to be isolated. They want us to believe that we're alone. We're the only people left who think like this. And then, lo and behold, you have an event that's open to the public. Anybody can come. And when given the opportunity to come, they do. When given the opportunity to come to something like this, which is a family-friendly event, they don't mind being immersed in a sea of Confederate flags because that's what's in their heart, and that's near and dear to them. And when given the opportunity to come without a fear of reprisal, they see other people doing it. It's amazing how contagious the courage can be.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's the regime wants to cow all of us into a sense of submission and shame about who we are and what we are. And where we want to go as a people, and it's nice for people to be able to come to an event like this and feel comfortable, feel safe, be able to let their hair down and talk about the things that really matter to them.
So let's talk a little bit more about your experience here today. This is something that I like to be able to do anytime we're doing a remote broadcast from whatever event it may be. I mean, obviously these are a cut above and just fun for so many different reasons, but letting the audience rather experience this vicariously through those here in attendance. Talk a little bit more about what you've seen, the people you've met, some of the things you've talked about, because again, I want to bring Mike in on that. Y'all, every time I walked around, wherever I saw one, I saw both. So y'all really kind of linked up today and made fast friends.
Yeah, we kind of became Heckle and Jekyll today. Mike and I bumped into each other right after I arrived here this morning, and we've kind of been elbow to elbow most of the day since then, and it's been great getting to meet him and getting to know him. The conversation's been great. The camaraderie's been wonderful.
Well, and that's another thing that is so important about these things. You meet people you've been acquainted with before, and it strengthens that. And then, of course, you meet people you've never met before, and it just seems like old friends and family. And I've had that happen so many times throughout my career. And it doesn't take a lot of time when you're of a like mind and a kindred spirit to really just ignite a fellowship. And so I'll actually toss it over to Mike. Mike, share a little bit about the interaction today and some of these conversations that so many people have been listening in on that you and Mark have had. I mean, two sharp tacks for sure.
Well, thank you, James. The one thing that it's really something when you meet someone, it doesn't make any difference how long you've known them when your hearts and minds connect. And
absolutely.
When that happens, and we all have something in common here, and that's the wonderful, brave people of the South who told the federal government, not no, but hell no. And we're not going to tolerate this, and we're going to stand up for what's right, regardless of the consequences. And those were brave people. That bravery needs to be rewarded, and it needs to be rewarded with the fact that we mention them as often as we can, and that we celebrate, as was done here today, that we celebrate their existence, the fact that they were that brave. That's really important.
And on top of that, to circle back to something you said in the earlier segment about the ashes. You know, the whole reason that the league is in existence and what our primary purpose and goal is to fan the flame of Southern nationalism and the desire for liberty and independence in the Southern people today. Yes, it's wonderful for us to honor our ancestors and their courage and their tenacity and the things that they sacrificed trying to gain independence 150 years ago. But as I mentioned to you, I think in one of our conversations earlier today, the best way that we of the South today can honor our Confederate ancestors is to finish what they started, for us to achieve a free and independent Southern Republic where we can govern ourselves according to our own principles and our own worldview without any meddling or interference from all of these meddling Yankees up in Washington, D.C.
Hear, hear.
Hey, well said. And Mark, here's something that I would like to add to that. You really hit the nail right square on the head. And here's something I am asked repeatedly, have been for the last 20 years. How do we fix this? How do we, you know, something's terribly wrong. How do we fix it? Tell us, give us a plan. If you want a plan, find a wonderful Confederate and find out what there was important to them, found out why they did what they did, and accept that attitude, because if we don't, we're screwed.
Oh, yeah. You know, we mentioned Reverend R.L. Dabney
earlier
today. He gave an address to a graduation ceremony at the college where he taught in Virginia. And he said to all of those young men that day, he said, "You have no reason to be ashamed of your Confederate fathers. Be sure they have no reason to be ashamed of you."
Exactly. Exactly. No one to be ashamed of these people with the courage they exhibited is just absolute, it's a suicide. It's a suicide of a society.
It's a rejection of who you are. You know, as I've said to people many times over the years, you know, when I think about my great-great-grandfather who enlisted in 1861 in Northwest Arkansas, fought all over Arkansas, Mississippi, and then came back to Arkansas again after he got paroled at Vicksburg, his blood flows through my veins.
It's yours.
You know, his DNA.
It's ours.
I'm walking around with that man's DNA in my body. And for me to deny what he did, to not be proud of what he did, and not to want to carry on the fight that he fought for four long years would be a betrayal of not only my people, but of myself.
Well, that's the thing I can tell you. When Joel and Elijah Gaddy charged across that field at Gettysburg on July the 1st, when they charged across that, there is no way in hell I can ever tell anybody that I can't accept that, I can't embrace that, because they own no slaves, but they did own a hell of a lot of pride, and people were not going, they wrote home, I've got copies of letters they wrote home, and they wrote letters home stating why they were fighting, and the thing they mentioned was they were fighting to protect what was theirs.
Absolutely.
What belonged to them, including their freedom. There was no, okay, we're going to go out here and get ourselves killed so some rich son of a bitch can own a black guy.
Yeah, that's right. You know, our people, and I mentioned this in a speech I gave recently at one of our League of the South events, our people have to stop believing lies about who we are and who our ancestors were. You know, horrible lies about those kind of things. The sacred scripture tells us that you should seek the truth, and the truth will set you free. And that's what this is all about. We want to seek the truth of what that conflict was about then, and then we want to carry those principles forward into the future, because we have a duty and an obligation to our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren. I don't want my grandchildren to grow up in a regime that turns them into second-class slave citizens in their own homeland.
there it is.
Exactly. That's what it's all about right there.
But, you know, Mike, explain to the audience what you're looking at right now.
I'm looking at a wonderful family, a young family. They're not, you know, they're not near as old as we are, Jim. and a wonderful family, and they have their three children here, which they brought to this celebration. These kids will remember this. In their minds, they're part of the Confederacy. They are now Confederates. And they will be as long as they embrace that. And that is what we have to do this for, because I tell you what, if we continue under this Yankee-dominated government, my heart breaks for what these kids are going to see. I can't allow that.
I can only second that opinion. You know, as I said, you know, I do this because of my children and my grandchildren, and I want them to live in a better, freer republic than what we have to live under now.
I need to go to a break because well, one's naturally coming up, and I'm glad that it is, because I'm getting totally outclassed here tonight. I can tell this. I ran into this problem last year with the people here. It was just, Rick from South Brooklyn took over the show, and I was like, Rick, please just keep talking. I mean, you run into people at these events, and Mark, of course, I already knew about your talent and worth as a leader and as a spokesman for our cause, but I can understand why people were enamored and just sort of gathered around listening to y'all hold court. That was fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Gaddy and Mark Tommy.
Thank you, James.
No kidding. We'll be right back. Stick around.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs. While you're waiting, drop by our Confederate Corner for a free cup of coffee and good conversation. Remember, there are no strangers here, just friends who haven't met yet. Dixie Republic, we're not just a roadside attraction, we're a destination for our people. For more information, visit DixieRepublic.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
All right, and welcome back. The first hour flying by here live from South Carolina. There's so much more. Listen, if you've enjoyed the show so far, and I hope that you have, there is so much more we're going to get to tonight. We still have 2 hours and change forthcoming, and we're going to make every minute count. And we're going to do it in a variety of ways, let me tell you. I just want to say something, touching on what you were talking about, this beautiful family right here. Now, I have had the honor of being friends with this couple for a few years now, and they still like me. But you got three incredibly beautiful young children here, one just not even a toddler, I don't guess. I should know the toddling age, because I've got three of my own, but my wife normally handles that for me. Anyway, there's something about the quality of this audience and the people that have come to this event and the people that I've seen here in my previous trips here. Not only are they intelligent and well-informed and hardworking and the kind of people you truly want in your community, the kind you want as a neighbor. I've got to make mention of how attractive everybody is. I mean, obviously, you, chief among them, Mike. I was... But I was saying when we first met, I had hair and he didn't look quite the same. But now it looks like he could be my I'm not going to say grandfather, you know, I'm not going to say
thanks,
that. But at least my dad. I mean, is he not a handsome guy? But anyway, a lot of beautiful women out in the audience. Without any joke, there was one right over your shoulder a minute ago. There's one there and one there. And I saw one back there. And, of course, Confederate Barbie over here. And it's important to know that events like this attract good people, good-looking people, intelligent people. The enemy, of course, would like you to believe that anybody who could possibly subscribe to these beliefs or come to an event such as this, they've got to be missing teeth, they've got to be very low IQ. And
you mean from Arkansas?
hey now.
So talk about that, Mark. Yeah, he's got his Razorback shirt.
Woo,
on.
Woo, pig, sweet.
But talk about the quality of people versus the caricature that the media would present as somebody who would turn out to an event such as this or tune into a program such as this.
Oh, well, it's the difference between daylight and dark. As you just mentioned, you know, the people that I've engaged with in conversation today are very intelligent people. They're very well read, very well educated, which means they have gone outside the government school system to obtain the background information that they need in order to get through the smokescreen that is put up by the regime and figure out what the truth about things are. And so, the folks that come to these kind of things are top quality people, and they're passionate about what we're doing and why we're doing it, and that's an energy that just feeds all it feeds off of itself all day long.
And they're friendly. I mean, you just couldn't. I'd have to get out of the thesaurus and start looking up the adjectives that would properly. I mean, everything that makes a people in a society and a nation good. They're industrious, they're chivalrous, they're brave, they're noble. I mean, all of these things, they're all of these things, and there's so much more, words that I'm not even stabbing at right now, but they're all of that, and it's here, and it's manifest here.
Oh, yeah. And the thing about it is, too, is that, you know, it doesn't always necessarily have to be the very good-looking people and the very well-educated people, as it were. You know, to use a term from Grady McWhinney, Southern historian, you know, the plain folk of the South have a certain wisdom and a certain air about them. I come from a stock of people who are, you know, farmed all of their lives back in Arkansas.
Yep.
Most of them didn't have much more than an elementary school education. But they were very wise about the world. They knew how they understood people. They understood nature. My grandfather was so full of wisdom, and to this day, I still repeat things that I heard him say.
No, you're onto something, and that's a point that needs to we need to spend a second on that. Do not ever forget. Mistake a college degree for intelligence. Some of the most important and intelligent people I've ever met, like my own grandfather, who founded his own company and was quite successful, very successful businessman. We had illiteracy.
Absolutely. My mother has a phrase that I've heard her use nearly all of my life about people like that. She says there are a lot of people who have been educated beyond their intelligence. And, you know, there are a lot of folks running around out there who have lots of letters behind their name.
Yeah.
They have all this disjointed information rattling around in their heads, but they don't have the capability to logically sort it out and come to any reasonable conclusions.
That is not what I mean by intelligence. I didn't poll the people here. Where'd you go to college? What's your degree? I don't want to know that. I can tell intelligence when I see it.
Absolutely.
Hey, we got an intelligent listener tuned in right now, Mike, young man up in New York, all right? Young man in New York. He has South Carolina ancestry, but he was born and raised in New York. He's in college in New York right now, so he's a very young man. And he says, I like the show so far. Mike Gatti is a real good man, and I even used his argument to debunk myths regarding the war between the states. He's so smart. That's a young man up in New York City right now. New York City right
Kudos
now.
Kudos to Mike.
So your reputation precedes you. Would you like to say hello to he goes by Mr. Confederate Man, and he has a stream on Telegram that people should check out.
Oh, fantastic. Mr. Confederate Man, you have made my evening. And I tell you what, we've got some people here like yourself who are young folks who are, and there's two I'm looking at right now, two guys who have really been fantastic today, and they have been like sponges. And, you know, they make Mark and I feel like, you know, we might actually know something. So it's fun when you see the young people, which tells us we've got our toddlers and we've got people of young who really care.
Yeah.
And who really want it.
Yeah. Well, I didn't look in the mirror.
Yeah, I've been quite humbled by the kind things that they've said to us and about us during the course of the day.
Oh, fantastic. It's just been great. And then, Mark, let's not forget, we got to sit out there and listen to some Southern
rock. Oh, yeah. That's some great music. We, Mike and I basically had a all-request show sing-along out there for a little while.
They couldn't have drug us away with a tractor,
no,
Mark.
No
that,
way.
That was great stuff.
Well, and there's axe throwing out there, too. I don't know if anybody's going to take a commercial. You did some axe throwing today, young lady? All right. Did you get it to stick?
I did.
Oh, wow. Wow. A couple of bullseye. I saw some people throwing them, and they were bouncing off the wall. But you made it. You went straight through. That's a Southern woman right there. That's the. I've read about people like you.
She can harvest the meat and then clean it and cook it.
Hey, Mark, you want to say a couple of parting shots? I want to get our friend here wearing this beautiful, you wear your X and I wear mine with the Confederate flag on his T-shirt, the battle flag. We're going to get him on. He's with RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. We spent a year there. Great people, great network, great programming over there.
Just in closing, you know, what I'd like to say to all of my fellow Southerners out there who are listening to this is get on board with our program. You know, we are looking towards the future of the Southern people. We want us to, we want to see our people have a bright and prosperous future. And the only way that can happen is for us to have a separate cultural, social, economic, and political existence outside of the United States of America.
All right,
God save the South.
Before you go, Marshall, can you come up here and we're gonna try to document some of this stuff. So yeah, you can take a picture of us, yeah, of this three right here, or the whole set, whatever you got. Hey, listen, this makes for true live radio. Do you know how to use that? Oh, hang on. Okay. All right. Hang on. We'll get it back up. So what we're doing here, ladies and gentlemen, just pardon this interruption in our broadcast. We're taking a picture of the we're pausing for a photo, a production still. Yeah, go ahead. All right. 1, 2, 3. Make it look good. Put in that filter that makes us look good. All right. All right, thanks. All right, thank you. Mark Tong, everybody. League of the South, an organization worth belonging to, and I'm proud to belong to it. Mark Tommy, really a show stealer tonight, I tell you. Okay, Mike, why don't you, we'll get you mic'd back up here, and you can put on this headset, and tell us, we've got a gentleman here to my left who is here as a result of hearing about this through you. So why don't we talk about that, and we got a couple of minutes left.
Hi, thanks for having me. My name is Stephen Douglas Whitener. I come on Republic Broadcasting Network, usually with Richard Carey on Beyond the Official Narrative, Monday through Friday, noon Central. And
you've certainly got. Ooh, when we switch mics, I gotta readjust the slider there. You've certainly got the radio voice. I'm jealous.
Well, I have
of that.
The face for radio too, as well. They say, James, but it's very nice to be here. I mean, when I came up here today, I feel like I came home for Christmas, y'all. This is just terrific. It's awesome to be among like-minded people. I got to meet Mike Gaddy and James Edwards today. I feel hope today like I haven't felt in months. It's just awesome to be here among people that I understand and I can feel. I can feel the love around here that people have for each other and for their heritage and for the future, the hope they have for the future. This, you know, they want the powers that should not be want you to believe that you are surrounded, that you are beaten down. But in essence, I believe if the truth were known, we surround them. And I did my second show today on Republic Broadcasting Network. I follow Farron Shoaf, the alternative media, at 10 Central. It's called Thought Crime Live. So we get together and we commit these thought crimes and go over the things. And it's awesome to meet so many people who are like mine, who know so much more than me, and I could talk to these people, y'all. We are not beaten. Do not let them wear you down. There is hope for the future. They want to believe. They want us to act like this is a done deal, and we're finished. This World Economic Forum and the Great Reset is all just accomplished. Well, it's not. It is not a fait accompli, and we can fight back.
I'm going to go out and listen to the band and let y'all just take the rest of the show. I'm telling you, everybody we're having on tonight, what about these guys that are just sitting around and they're all pros? We got to talk to you more. We got to talk to you more and more about your work at RBN. I mean, they just took the mic and took over. No kidding.
He's got the passion.
Look, we are in an existential war here, and just surviving as a remnant, as I think Paul called us, but this remnant, we fan the flame, and we can beat this Goliath, okay?
Amen, brother.
From a remnant, from a spark, can grow a mighty fire, and we'll blaze through the nation, and the nation is our people, of course. We'll be right back. I want to talk to you more as the show goes on. We've got so many more people we got to get to. 1 hour down, 2 to go. Y'all having a good time tonight? We'll be right back.